Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
This is Share Funny, y'all.
Our disagreements that we have from time to time, Alexis, you and I, have got people thinking that we really don't get along or agree about anything.
I know.
And that's a bunch of bullshit.
Some bullshit. We're like the best as a friend.
This lady says, I know this comment comes from Monday's show. I'm just listening to it right now. Just want to say I love that TJ and Alexis are able to agree on the fact that that guy at the pool was being rude and annoying to Alexis during her pool time. This might be the start of a bridge to new and beautiful beginnings.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, okay.
So, I mean, obviously, people have that, you know, that idea that you and I just argue all the time and don't get along at all. I think you and I could also agree that that's your fault.
I will agree to disagree on that.
Your fault.
I think that I've done a lot better at not arguing back with you anymore.
I didn't argue anything this morning whenever Ace was seemed to be genuinely interested in your whole universe sent me a bumblebee story.
Oh, I didn't need you to say it out loud because I could hear your thoughts.
But I didn't say a thing. I didn't make any faces. I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Did I?
No.
Not that I saw.
See?
I didn't seem to be genuinely interested. I was genuinely interested in hearing the story.
Okay.
See?
All right. But still, I didn't say anything about it being crazy or weird or anything like that.
And I appreciate that.
You're
Look
welcome.
At us. We're growing.
You're welcome. Now, when I get home,
yeah, right.
I'm gonna Zoom everybody else on the show and in the company. And we'll have a discussion about how we, but not now.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to learn how Zoom works.
That's what happens far too often. Is that those types of things in our society bully people like me into shutting up.
Well. And part of the problem is
universe and crystals and things like that.
I bullied you to shut up.
No, I mean, people do, though. Like, why are you so negative about everything? I've said that before. It's like, if you have an opinion that's not, along with the, it goes against whatever the feel good fantasy, whatever vibes way of looking at things is, and then you get, I guess, basically beaten into submission.
And think about this. A lot of times when y'all get into a discussion on the air and it's kind of an argument back and forth, it seems to go longer than most people think it should because Alexis's arguments are just nonsensical. I mean, things like, well, that's the way I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you say, well, that's not, then you're using it incorrectly. Well, no, that's how I do it. Well, then
perspective.
That can be frustrating for those of us listening.
Why are you letting it frustrate you?
Because TJ's saying facts and you're just ignoring facts.
But you choose your emotions, Ace.
But it frustrates me because it's stupid.
You're yelling.
See, he's getting upset. You're choosing
it
your
emotions.
It
makes me crazy.
Don't let it make you crazy.
When you say things like, I just choose to not do it that way. Well, then you're doing it wrong. Well, that's what you say. Nope. There are facts and there are facts and there are facts.
Well, it makes me crazy and cringe and all kinds of weird when you say that you're a dungeon daddy and when you turn everything into creepy stuff. But I don't get upset or mad about it.
That's part of your job. That's kind of goes with the territory. I've been creeping women out on this show for a long time.
And those are facts.
It's your job to be creeped out.
I mean, I have creeped everybody on this show out through the years.
See? And I'm happy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well.
Do you, boo?
Do you, boo?
Do you, boo? You shouldn't let me get you that upset. Why do I have that much power over your emotions?
Yeah, because it's the show.
Crazy.
Because it's my livelihood.
Whoa.
That you're affecting my livelihood.
That's what I always tell listeners when they complain, they get offended by something that I say. I go, why do you care what a stupid DJ is saying? You know?
Yeah.
How does that affect you? You know, you should be better than that, than to let whatever I say affect you.
You say you're offended, you can go straight to hell.
You have control.
You go straight to hell.
That's you're right. Offended. Oh, my God.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Why do you care what I think?
Right.
Obviously, you think very little of me, so why would you care what I think?
Yeah.
That's what I tell people. Mm-hmm. Well, I have my staff do it, but whatever.
Right.
That's healthy.
I like to point out, look, I think very little of me, so there's nothing
you can't
you're
think
say
any less of me than I already do.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
So, Riggins, do you think that that you're moving into a new place and all, and the fact that you hate change so much is playing a part in your being sick right now?
I think so.
You've worried yourself sick?
I think that's ridiculous as it sounds. I think that's what's happened. Because I was like, who did I talk to that had a cold? I stressed out.
He's just talking about he's stressed out.
Well, because he stresses over any change in his life, out of his routine.
So you don't find anything like this is your first house and you're like that excited about it and everything?
Yeah, like tomorrow I'll be excited. But right now it's just misery.
Yeah.
It's just misery.
Moving days are very stressful to begin with. They suck. They really do.
Now, but he started getting sick a couple days ago.
Yeah, yesterday. Just I started to feel it. And I was like,
preemptive.
Why am I getting sick? I haven't really been around anybody with a cold and I didn't change anything. And I was like, I've worked myself up into an illness.
And it wasn't very long ago you had a cold. So it was maybe a month ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. I had a sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But when did you? How long ago was it that you made the decision to make this move? Was that about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I don't handle it well.
Well, take.
I don't handle it well.
Alexis, can he put a crystal in his pocket?
Yeah, he can borrow.
And heal him. It'll heal him.
Of course, one of my many.
Could you bring him a crystal that he could bury in his yard to give him good vibes at his new place?
Yeah, I have to see what the energy is like in there first, though.
How do you do that? You go through, you got a machine like Ghostbusters. You can go through there and see what the energy is.
I'm the machine.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's popular everywhere, but Catholics will bury a statue of, I think it's St. Peter in the front yard.
And it helps you sell your house.
It helps you sell the house, right? Mm-hmm. It's pretty common. I think my parents did it. But we got a message from a guy the other day when we were asking about like who's got an altar in their house. And this Hispanic guy said, oh, yeah, my aunt is way into altars and shrines, and she has one altar for a certain saint. I forget who it was. Let's say it was St. Thomas. And he goes, and if she prays to St. Thomas and whatever her prayer is doesn't get answered, she'll turn him upside down or, like, knock him over.
Nice. Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, knocks him over because he's not fulfilling his duties, I guess. That's so funny.
And that is what the Bible says about every prayer. That it will be answered, and if not, then you should be upset.
Yeah, if your prayer's not answered, lash out at a religious figure somewhere close to you.
Yeah.
Stupid St. Thomas not answered.
Yeah.
Like I prayed for spaghetti tonight.
Yeah.
Like, hello, what else are you doing up there? Are you busy?
We would pray to St. Anthony for, like, lost things. Like, if you lose something, pray to St. Anthony. Pray to St. Anthony. And, you know, it always works.
I thought you're not supposed to pray to anybody else but God.
Yeah, we don't believe that. We're praying to everybody.
Catholic.
Oh, okay. So Christians don't believe in that. Praying to saints.
Catholics
and
are Christians.
Yeah. Oh. See, this is so confusing.
But other faiths, you know, believe that the prayers get to God through Jesus only. Or, you know, your soul is saved by Jesus and that you don't pray to, like, you don't ask a man or a person for forgiveness. You only ask God for forgiveness. That kind of thing.
That's why people say in the name of Jesus Christ at the end of a prayer.
But if, that's why I've always found it odd as, not that it's, that it's, well, it's found it odd as that you're, as Catholics go to confession, and then the priest says, say, you know, 10 Hail Marys, and then you're forgiven.
It's not quite that easy.
I know. Well, that's my understanding. I've never
been to it. Is in the movies.
So that, you're right. That, you're right. Totally. That's all I know is from the movies and everything. You're right.
But the father is the one. That's what they call him, right?
Yeah. I don't. I'm not interested in having a, defending my faith right now. But
I was going to ask a question.
No, I'm not into it. I'm sick.
I have a I have a question.
Yeah.
What is it defending? Was somebody just asking you questions?
We feel that you can only do it. Okay, that's fine. Like, I'm just not interested. I don't want to do it.
But it's not defending anything.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. She asked me what the difference was, and I told her the difference.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Alexis.
Oh.
I don't want to argue.
Okay, here's my question. I probably shouldn't even ask this, because, well...
No, don't ask.
Yeah, I'm...
Okay, I want to ask. Bring it to something very nice for me one time, and nobody even really knows about it, but I use it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, but I don't know what that means.
That's fine.
It's comforting. I don't know why it's comforting. It just is. Yeah. And I'm not Catholic, but it's still comforting.
Yeah.
I'd say I've kind of gotten into it. But does it make me... Riggins gave me... Technically, it would be a rosary.
Yeah.
It lays on my desk at home. And a lot of times, if I'm saying a prayer or something, I'll just pick it up, and I don't know why it makes me feel comforted. It just does.
Yeah.
That's not bad, right? Because I'm not Catholic?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's all good.
That's what I figured. It's going in the same direction, so I'm good.
It's going in the same
direction. We're all headed north, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Throw a couple of man upstairs comments, and everything's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
The big guy upstairs.
What was the one? Oh, man. It was in a TV show. There was a man upstairs. He's doing something with the man upstairs tonight, the other day, in some TV show, and I almost laughed out loud at what it was. I don't know if it was, I can't remember what I was watching, but it was the very thing that TJ's always talking about, he's DJing for the man upstairs tonight. Like, no, he's not.
When they say that his sinful behavior on earth is continuing with God.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Whatever it is. He's throwing a wild party with the man upstairs tonight.
Yeah, nope.
Don't involve God in that.
He is not.
He's toasting the man upstairs.
God's like, keep me out of it.
Yeah, I wish I could remember what it was that I saw for the weekend, but it
usually rears its ugly head during a eulogy of someone who's not, a churchgoer or religious at all.
This was I never remember. It was so funny, though, when I saw it at the time.
Yeah, he's like, grabbing asses upstairs.
He's grabbing asses upstairs.
Yeah, the guy got the best bouncer working the door at the club upstairs tonight. Everybody knows it.
Love it. I always thought it was weird, when I gave my dad's eulogy, I made a joke, and I don't think the preacher of the church where the eulogy was held got the joke, because I was making the point that, to me, my dad was worked all ends of the spectrum. That he could, at one minute, he could say something so unbelievably, that we would have long conversations about what he learned in Sunday school that day and what he'd been studying in his Bible and all that. And then 2 minutes later, he would say something so unbelievably politically incorrect that you'd have to reel him back in, like, whoa, And I said, everybody in here has a story like this. Everybody in here could smile right now at an incredible story that would make you laugh of a time you spent with my father. And then I said, now, only about 4 of those stories could be told in this church. And it got a pretty good laugh. And then the preacher pissed me off a little bit, because when he came up and he goes, you know what? I have a lot of stories about your father that I could tell about good times. And I want to go, F off. Who are you? I'm making a joke here. Reel it back in there, buddy.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just because my stepmom works in the office. Just like, slow it down. Don't, no saving face here. We're just telling some jokes.
Stepmom worked in the office.
I know. Made me mad. I was very, very offended by him.
So I got a direct line.
Yeah, I guess he didn't want me. I don't know.
My stepmama answers the phone here at the church. Some preachers just aren't funny. They have no sense of humor.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird.
It's like being funny is not against the Bible, preacher.
I think best preachers are pretty funny. Yeah.
Be funny.
Yeah. It depends on the type of humor that you use. I mean, you know, like, I'm sure that he was worried you were going to say something in the church house that.
But I was just making a joke. Also, I was telling the
truth. Least, though, at least you. At least you waited until your dad died before you started telling stories about when he was alive instead of the way I did it, where I announced that he had died before he died.
Right.
Why did you do that?
I grew up watching TV, and they said they were taking him off life support. And on TV, as soon as they do that,
they die
within a couple of minutes. So he said they took him off life support today, and I was hosting a little contest promotion thing at a monster truck show, a monster jam, and I announced to the crowd why Ace wasn't there, that his dad had just died in Louisiana, and I had taken Ace's son with me to see the monster truck show, and that's the first he heard that his grandfather had died,
but he hadn't
died yet, and it was another week or so.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Luckily. But that's what I learned a lesson. They don't automatically die immediately when you unplug the machine.
Yeah, you know who else thought that? I did, because the doctor said it could take two or three days. And I said, what? I said, I thought you just died. He said, no, the body functions, blah, blah, blah. It could take a couple of days. Usually by Sunday. My dad lived until Tuesday.
He's like, I'm not leaving.
Yeah. I'm like, this is crazy. luckily, Cade wasn't paying attention to anything. So he was looking at monster trucks. He didn't hear anything TJ said the entire time. He had no idea.
And titties.
That's how he was looking at.
Trucks and titties, Daddy.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
You know, one of my biggest pet peeves is when people think that our job is not serious, like we don't have a quote unquote real job,
right?
And all that. I just wish that a lot of times the cameras in here could be on the whole time. You know, even when we're not talking into microphones and stuff, to get the behind the scenes depth of what goes on here and how this is a true business and a real job. I mean, a minute ago, well, I guess it was maybe 30 minutes ago, we were discussing a topic that, I don't know, that could actually change the world. And Riggins started it when he said, Rob, who's got the best chicken tenders?
Yeah. He's our guy for chicken tender. He eats chicken tenders a lot.
Yeah. So it's stuff like that that just, I mean, if people just knew that that's the kind of stuff that we talked about. It's basically a think tank in here.
Very much so. Every day is like a TED Talk.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I hear people talking about it, and then it's one of those things that I think I should know, so I act like I don't act like I don't know, but it seems like something I would effing hate.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. I love
TED Talks. It's all liberal stuff. And
it's not, but people love telling you the TED Talk they listened to recently. They love talking about
the
TED
Talk. It's making them sound intelligent.
Yeah. I just listened to one yesterday.
Yeah.
So what is it?
It stands for Technology Entertainment Design.
Wide variety of people that are the best in their fields.
Influential people.
And they get up there and they talk about their successes, things they've learned. And a lot of the time, they are pretty interesting. Yeah. Very niche.
they're things. Not. Mm. How do I say this? There's not just one TED Talk, right?
Yeah, no.
Right, because that's because I have
a ton of them.
I watched a friend of mine give one, really awesome. But it wasn't like the others that I'd seen. You know, they're a TED Talk can be. At first, I thought
it's just time, speeches.
Yeah, they're just speaking. But I thought TED Talk was like they all came from. There was one place. This is where they did TED Talks.
TED.
And turns out, yeah. There's the official TED Talk place, whatever that would be.
And by country too.
Yeah, and so now, that's when I learned. I was like, oh, you're doing a TED Talk. I was super impressed.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we're doing it from our office. You know, our conference room or whatever. Oh, okay.
No, it's TED Talk Lite.
Yeah, no, it was a full blown.
It's a TED chat.
It's more of a.
No, this was you know, they brought in video screens and moved the furniture out, and it was really badass.
Mm, oh wow,
yeah, it was cool.
When you move furniture out, by God, that means some people are coming over.
Serious business.
We got TVs. Got
damn parties going on. We rented some big TVs.
Hell yeah,
rent to own, but we ain't trying to own them. We're going to watch the damn Super Bowl here, and we're even moving furniture out.
Okay, wait. Here's something that you probably shouldn't even talk about this on the radio. You're talking about things that are cool. You weren't talking about things that were cool.
No, I was talking about this, not knowing what TED Talk was.
Oh, okay.
And then I assumed that it wasn't cool because I don't already like it.
No, I think they're cool.
It's not for you. I usually don't like it when people call a speech a talk.
It's not really like a speech, though.
Yeah.
Right.
I see the app on my TV, the icon for it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But I've never looked at it.
But they have a TED Talk icon?
Emoji thing, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, whatever you call it. Yeah.
A platform. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get an app. But
it's not for you. It's boring. You're going to find it boring. But then again, you watched that documentary on Amazon the other day about what was the guy's name?
Dr. Walter E. Williams.
Yeah, which...
But that was more interviews and old footage and you know, things like that. I mean, he was actually interviewed in the documentary, and other people were too.
Yeah. For example, if you go to YouTube and I just typed in TED Talk, and you get a whole list, TED Talks, and these are some that these all say like TED Talks, and then the category is out to the right. Motivation, best speeches, confidence, procrastination, relationship, psychology, anxiety, depression, Elon Musk, you know, these kind of things. All these different things.
The one I saw yesterday was that Holocaust survivor that died last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a TED Talk right before he passed away, actually. It's very, very, very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one about the economic future of Louisiana. Like, you know, you got to find
something. I know where that is.
Yeah.
They're very, like, niche things. Yeah. But maybe if you find one that you like or that seems interesting, you might be into it.
But you say, Riggins, that people... I always want to tell you that they watched a TED Talk because it makes them seem informed and
my brother is one of them.
Enlightened.
Yeah.
Which one?
I just watched who do you think? The middle one.
Yeah.
The smart one. But yeah, he loves talking about the new TED Talk he watched. It was incredible. I'm like, have you watched one that was just shitty? Everyone was incredible.
They got him on fishing. Yeah, you can get a TED Talk about fishing.
You know, hang on a second. I'm going to Google TED Talk fishing.
Mm. Oh my God. So yeah, that's what I want to do is turn on my TV and watch a class.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's what it is. They've got a TED Talk called Fishing for Calm.
No, I'm talking about bass.
The four fish we're overeating. But that's about it. Yeah. I am way into something, though, and I probably shouldn't even bring this up because I think we should do something with it on the show. Has anybody else seen Riggins, Alexis, maybe Rob, you might have seen it, the traveling hibachi grill?
I think I have.
I saw it on. I saw it on an Instagram ad.
Is it a sex thing?
It's here in the Mothership Market. Yeah.
The old.
It's like giving her the old traveling hibachi.
You
she had to
like,
go get a shot.
Yeah, you can have like 12 people or something, and they bring the couple ones I saw. Like, one was set up in somebody's backyard. And another was in a neighborhood cul-de-sac. The neighbors had this, it's a hibachi grill, and they bring the tables and everything, and they set it up like a hibachi restaurant, but it's outside at your house. Mm. And I thought, that's cool. How much fun would that be? Have the neighbors all together, you have a little party.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
In the heat? You'd have to do it in the fall or
something.
It's
going to be
right?
Hot.
In the evening, you'd be all right.
You know how hot hibachi is?
Well, I mean, they're not right up on it. What are you talking about?
Could you get within 500 degrees of how?
And they say that it's impossible to catch a shrimp in your mouth outside.
Yeah, the wind.
You got to, right.
Bugs.
And what if it rains?
Never mind. Bad idea. I'll work on it myself.
The traveling hibachi.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool, though. Cool. So there's people like in their driveway, and they had the neighbors set up, and they had the little traveling hibachi. It was really cool.
Rednecks love doing stuff in a driveway. Yes. Let me tell you. A fire.
Hey, let's set up the hibachi in the driveway, bud.
It's a huge thing.
Watching ball games.
Yeah, like everything's done in a driveway.
We can set off some fireworks.
That's a good observation.
Yeah, they put the screen in the back of the truck. Watch the ball game. Hook up the satellite out there.
They got a fire pit out here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Driveway.
But the chef comes with it. It's not just the equipment, and you got to do that.
Look, bam!
Must be his thing. Like he started this.
Yeah. That's what I want. Is I want fish out in the heat, traveling.
It's hot. Hot bass.
I guess you could. I would like to do that, but just for me. Yeah, I wouldn't want other people being there.
Yeah, I want. Yeah, if it was just me, and they're making me shrimp and chicken. Mm.
Look at that! See how you did that on the back deck of their house?
Wow. Yeah,
that's cool. You got to lug that table around. Hibachi grill.
They got probably got a huge truck.
I think it looks awesome.
Got a hibachi chef named Earl comes out there.
Yeah, shit.
With the chef looks like.
Well, you ought to get one. Order it up.
I can't afford it right now, but I want to do
it. Yeah, how much is it?
I want to do a listener party just so I can win one. We could do a hibachi party at their house or something.
Are they paying?
We'll call that plan B.
Can they buy the hibachi grill?
Well, you get the hibachi place to be the sponsor of it.
Yeah.
And then all y'all could go and hang out with the listeners.
We did a hibachi thing once, didn't we?
Nobody showed up.
Really?
Is that true?
I think we had like two people
show up. Yeah.
What did we do?
It was at the restaurant in Uptown.
Right? Yeah. We did a thing where you won a hibachi dinner with us.
Oh.
And nobody gave a shit.
Wait, so was there actually people that won and they just didn't come?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're sitting there.
Worst. I would have
basically,
cried.
We had the whole hibachi area to ourselves.
It was delicious.
Yeah, and I'm thinking they did a special time where we were the only ones in the restaurant.
Oh, God.
And our guests were going to be the only ones, and there was a one woman and her guest.
What happened to the other winners?
I guess they didn't give a shit. They didn't care.
Yeah, park uptown. You know, it's a whole thing.
Parking garages.
It's two people.
I don't remember.
And the worst part is the parking garage was literally right across the street, so it wasn't. It couldn't have been that much of a hassle.
I would have gone if I won.
Oh, you would have gone for free food?
Yes.
Hmm.
But the lady that did win was very excited to be there with us, and her enthusiasm was as much as 10 people.
And she probably remembers that for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
She got to just have personal dinner with you guys.
Right.
That's special.
Yeah, did we tell her that you're the only winner?
You are the sole winner. This is just for you.
Yeah, you talk about a kick between the pockets.
Yeah, I would have cried.
You said no one gave a shit.
I think in most of these cases, that's the way I look at it. First, we say you can do this with Ace and TJ, or you can win this with Ace and TJ. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know that they really care about that.
Yeah, you got to give them something big, something good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was an experience.
It all depends.
Yeah, you got to see what works and what
doesn't. The vast majority of things we've done through the years have been wildly successful. Yeah. So if you miss one, you miss one.
Yeah, we should talk. What are like the biggest bombs that we've done? That might be interesting.
We've done, when we used to do those, back when people listened to CDs and we weren't broadcasting everything on the internet and all. We would make those best of CDs and sell them for charity. But this was back when people listened to CDs. They would sell a lot, Alexis, but we would also do public appearances and signings.
Oh.
And I would say...
Sign those CDs?
Mm-hmm. Like a CD signing was a popular thing.
And I would say at least half of them, you could have shot a gun through the store and not hit anybody.
I would say not half.
There was like two people in line.
I would say half is an exaggeration, but there were
so
a few.
So much so that I would get up from behind the table and be walking around like, oh, oh, yeah.
There were some, though, that on the drive out, you would know, like, what? Why am I going out here? Like, they can hardly hear the station here. What am I doing on a Saturday morning? I'm driving 2 hours, through an hour and a half to do this.
But there
nobody
were,
showed like two people.
There were others where, I mean, the line was packed for the whole 2-3 hours that we were there.
You guys were out there.
But then there are other times when, you know, every word we were saying was echoing through the place.
Line up. Line starts
here. You guys want a copy of my mixtape?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically that.
It's basically what
the guy had outside the gas station. But he was going to sign it for you, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But for charity.
Yeah. It was for the kids.
Yeah.
We had a... I'll tell you one that pops to mind immediately that wasn't a show thing, but a massive charity case failure, but I kind of... It was lessened by the fact that I knew it was going to be failure. Somebody hired us to play at... It used to be a little theater. I just passed it. It's like an electrical company now or something like that. It was a theater... Years ago, in right there at the edge of Plaza Midwood in the Mothership Market of Charlotte, they had a space in the back where they like a warehouse, and they said, "Come play, we'll pay the fee, and everybody will come from the theater group on a Saturday night or whatever." And they had an event, but they had a play or something before that. It was going to be like an after party thing. My thought was, I don't know if that's going to be a good idea. This you know,
but, theater people coming to your bands,
right?
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
You know how many people showed up? Three.
Mm. Did you put on a show for those three people?
Rip their skulls open. I mean, they had the person who set it up and then two other people that came after the show. I think everybody else was like, hey, we've done a performance. We're tired. We're going home. Or they were going out drinking. They didn't want to come. Theater people after a theater performance didn't want to come back to the theater class place and have a big rock show. And we actually told the girl later, just, hey, just cover the expenses. Like, forget the, you know, we don't need to make any money. If you'll just cover so we don't have to pay for this truck and all this kind of
Ace
stuff.
Is like, are you guys ready to rock?
Oh, man. We tore it open.
Y'all got any requests?
I think they were like,
literally. Walking to the right place.
There may have literally been about 9 people standing out in front of the band. And we were just like, you know what? You paid us for an hour and a half. Here comes an hour and a half. We just shredded it.
Y'all want to come up here and sing?
Yeah.
Let's all sing together.
It was bad, though. It was really bad.
Who wants to sing the next one here?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. Yeah, come on up.
Darla, hold my purse. I'm going up.
Because my parents were in town. My dad was in town and my stepmom. And my dad said, yes, Saturday, he'd been playing with the kids all day. He's like, I'm probably not going to make it to that show. I said, hey, look, just don't worry about it. Don't. I said, you've been to 2 shows before. They were both sold out. This is not going to be like that, okay. I don't think. Yeah. And I got there and we split. It was ugly, though.
And then in those things with the CDs, there was always the one person that would come up when it was a dead one. The one person would come up and it seemed like they would yell as loudly as they could. Where is everybody?
Oh, no.
I figured I'd have to wait in line. I almost didn't come because I figured I wouldn't make it.
I was like, shut up.
It's so embarrassing.
I hate that.
And then I would always, we just got a break. I mean, it was nonstop.
Yeah, it's been slammed.
Until you got here.
Where is everybody? Man.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You came right on time.
We did one at a Best Buy in Gastonia, North Carolina once that went really well. It was one of those that was packed. But the only reason I bring it up is because weird things would happen at these a lot of times. And it was right around, I want to say around the holidays, but I could be wrong. But we put out this CD and we were leaving and it had been really packed. It went really, really well. And we were standing in the parking lot. And this couple kept talking to it. I don't know if they were a couple or what, but the guy said something about,
I think they were brother and sister.
Brother and sister. We got a snake in the truck. Y'all want to see it? Well, sadly, we kind of had to because they were parked right by us. And the guy gets this python out, right?
It was
a python?
Or boa constrictor.
Boy, in the parking lot of a Best Buy. And the girl, the sister, takes the snake, grabs it by the neck, gets on her knees, and in the middle of the parking, we were like, what is going on? And she opens her mouth and puts the entire snake's head into her mouth, pulls out, and goes, and spits, goes, get this bad taste in your mouth.
You need a bath.
Ew! Did they think that you guys were gonna like make them famous or something? That was their.
I know. I
like,
think they were just sharing their passion.
They're like, this is our chance to make it big.
Swear, snaking off. Never get, we were just standing there, like looking at each other, like, what the? What just happened? What is that? And yeah, but she got on her knees. I don't know why she had to get on her knees in the parking lot. Mm. She gets on it and puts the snake's head in her mouth. And
she's trying to show you what kind of skill she had.
It was on the ground and she got down. Yeah, she picked it up.
We were like, all right, well, y'all have a good night, man. Thanks for coming. We'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. Cool party trick, bro.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, and then there were so many times when we would have those lunch appearances that went along with the CD sound. Like we would split up and we would do an hour from noon to one at I think this particular time was Jersey Mike's. So you go to Jersey Mike's and sell the CDs or whatever.
You guys were selling the CDs yourselves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we would go and you know, some of the time people come in there and they had no clue who the radio station was, who we were, anything, and we'd just be out there for an hour. It's like, oh,
God.
Nothing happening. Nothing happening. And then it's like, well, where is everybody?
Be like, shut we
drove.
Up.
It's like, we drove 70 miles to get here.
Well, I'm glad everybody came to the tailgate event since that's some of the events have gone.
And that, but that makes it worse, though, when they actually win a contest.
Free. It's
and
free.
I always get paranoid that that's going to sound arrogant to begin with. And go, hey, you can win an opportunity to be around Ace and TJ. And so I may go, and Ace does too, go over too much the other way. Like people don't care, people, you know, whatever. Yeah. But it's cases like that when – I mean, it wasn't like we said you're going to win a fast food combo and come eat with Ace and TJ. This is a really nice hibachi restaurant.
That was nice.
Full Japanese restaurant in the big city, in the fancy building and all that. They were like, F that.
Yeah. Domo
or and that's kind of why I've always gone by the theory that you if you're going to give something away, overgive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, right. If you're giving away free spots to something, overgive. I'd much rather deal with, we got 12 people here and we're supposed to have 8. We can figure that out. As opposed to, we have no people here and we're supposed to have 8.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That looks like a total, well, it doesn't look like it is a total failure.
Not good.
Yeah, it looks really bad. And it, what's worse is, it makes you feel bad.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when your daddy and them came to see how famous you are.
Right.
You
know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody there.
Yeah. Right. Thank God. The only two times my daddy went to the charity case shows, we were sold out.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
Yeah, you cancel. You cancel.
Go. Oh, it's almost time to take a break.
I know. Yeah, we were running late, sounding great.
Would that be the biggest, that contest thing you saw with TJ, the biggest failure we ever had?
Oh, Lord, no.
You think?
No. Yeah, I would have to think about it for a while. But, yeah, there have been many, many times when I've just felt the sting of loneliness where there was supposed to be a
crowd,
a huge gathering of fans.
Yeah. I had a reality check the first time I did one of those appearances. I was outside of, I won't say the company, but it was a disposable phone company. And I just expected. I was like, God, where should I park, like a block away, or just walk over just to make sure everybody's got a spot? And it's like one person in a radio station t-shirt. They're like, oh, you're here.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Like when Adam's like, oh yeah, we could do things. I'm like, no one's gonna come see me. What am I gonna do?
They'll come see you.
No, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. One second
they're
thought.
Not gonna come
no,
see
they
me.
Will. They'll, you're in good shape.
Well, but just think about when we started doing these, started in radio, the radio station we worked for did so many of those from a car dealership that if you were somewhere else, people would say, y'all aren't from the dealership today? Because we became known for doing these car dealerships 6 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah, and what are y'all doing here?
It's a running joke. So if you did a club remote, people would come up going into the club, into the bar. Oh, y'all are not at the car dealership? No, we're not at the car dealership.
No. Yeah, I would like to do an appearance somewhere where there's already going to be people, so then I could take ownership. Like, look at all the people I brought in.
That's mm-hmm.
But they don't even know who I am.
Like if they have a big mm-hmm. concert and you get to present and go up on stage and it's like, oh, there's 15,000 people there. This, mm-hmm.
They
this
all
is
came
easy.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, can't win them all. Because then I stop and think, all right, who would it have to be for me to go meet on a Friday night after I've been working all week? Who would it have to be to drag me out on a Friday night to go meet them and have dinner with them?
Who is it?
I don't know. Now that Rush Limbaugh died, I can't think of anybody, really.
I had an opportunity to meet Bruno Mars a few weeks ago. I could have gone and met him and had dinner, and I was like, nah, I don't feel like it. I don't want to get out of my house.
Really? You could have
and
dinner with
him.
And
it was Bruno Mars. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I just don't really like...
When he was in town with his is it tequila? Not tequila rum?
Rum. Yeah, he was promoting his rum. I was like, I don't really feel like
now, do you mean... the alcohol beverage, or are you saying room in your accent?
I was thinking the same thing.
Alcohol beverage.
Okay. R-U-M. Rum. Not rum as in R-O-O-M.
In the room.
A rum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all got alcohols now, don't they?
I know.
You ever, I know
rum and a tequila.
Y'all should come out with your own alcohol.
I know.
People won't even come eat hibachi with us. Yeah. You think they're going to buy a damn Puerto Rican rum? Yeah.
You know, though,
from Mason TJ's motherland of Louisiana, the Caribbean rum.
Call it Gator Juice.
You ever got a, I know you've done this,
that's
TJ.
That's already a product.
Yeah, we do these appearances, though, like you'd be at a car dealership, but you'd have stuff to give away. You know, next person swings by and says they heard it on the air. We got a $50 gift card for you to the Piccadilly restaurant. And then the next time you get to come back by, you go, tell you what, we got another of those $50 gift cards because not a damn person had come by in a half hour.
We found another one.
Mm-hmm. And then later on that night, you go home and go, hey, baby, we got a $50 gift card to the Piccadilly. That's right. Load your shit up. Let's go.
Good news.
Baby DJ's coming and going, hey, I got these leftover gift cards. Just keep them, man. Just keep them. Gave them all away. As far as you know, we gave them away. Don't worry about it.
Aww. Yeah. I never got to go to any of y'all's events. I wanted to, but I wasn't old enough.
Yeah, because when you were listening to us growing up, we didn't do a whole lot of you know, at a store kind of thing on Saturdays. It was always events.
Big events, the Second Chance Prom or the Halloween thing.
Yeah, we're not like that anymore. I mean, if you want me to come down to promote Roy Jean's wrecker service on a Saturday night,
he'll be there.
And you got $20, yeah. I'll be there.
I'm there.
Bell's on. Yeah, that'll
seriously
be
call or email.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's #1 choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at aceTJ.com/weightloss. aceTJ.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
We had this story on the regular old morning show today. It's about this lady who calls herself a holistic life coach, which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. She was on the TikTok, and she posted these tricks to make yourself, quote, the most attractive person in the room. And there are things like use your hands when you talk because it makes you seem more confident and engaging. Walk around with wet hair because people think that's attractive. Speak slowly because she says when you're rushing through your words, it doesn't make it seem like you're as secure about what you're saying. Smile and have warm body language. Have sensual energy, whatever the hell that means. But I don't know whether this is just, I mean, whether you would call this shallow or just in touch with in touch with what the other people are actually all about. But you know how I say that if I like a person's work enough as an actor or something, I can overlook how much of a of disagreements we have politically,
right?
And I always say George Clooney is not one that I enjoy his work enough to be able to watch his stuff and get past the fact that I can't stand him for his political views and all.
But Alec Baldwin,
I think, is I enjoy his work enough to forget about that long enough to watch him act.
Yeah, he's good.
So I think this may be the same kind of thing. Is if you are ugly, it doesn't matter what you do with your hands or how much confidence you appear to have. It's not going to make you more attractive to me. None of these things would make you, much less be the most attractive person in the room.
You wouldn't find someone, even though you're...
I always separate them.
Not super attractive. You wouldn't find that they get more attractive the way they can engage and be interesting.
No, not attractive. I can like them more.
Yeah.
You know,
could they be sexier? More sensual?
Well, just it depends on what they're working with looks first. You know, if it's somebody that I would never ever even want to kiss, then no matter what they do, okay, I wouldn't be able to get past the and make them be attractive in my eye. There's nothing that they would be able to engage or whatever that would make me go, you know what? The more I'm around her, she's getting to be sexy and more attractive.
Okay.
Now, does that make me shallow or does that make me just have the ability to separate the two?
I think the ability maybe to separate that, because I don't know. I've seen guys that are not cute and then I've hung out with them and they're funny and somehow they've become attractive.
Yeah, and I think women are more easily swayed that way.
Right.
Than men are.
Women are more likely. Women will date a guy who's less attractive. Well, you know, a lot of people think Pete Davidson is a classic example of that. I mean, even though women find him, they find him attractive for some reason other than looks. I think women are better at finding the opposite sex attractive for something other than looks.
Yeah, so maybe
looks.
You guys are shallow, actually. I take that back.
It's not shallow.
It's just a difference.
Or maybe it is shallow. I don't know. I did ask the question. Is that shallow? So maybe it is.
Maybe you're a little bit loose.
It's probably.
Yeah. What's that have to do with anything?
Yeah, you're just looking for any kind of sex, whether it's from a good looking person or not.
I mean, if we're gonna say mean things, I'm just gonna start saying some mean things.
Yeah. It's not mean.
Yeah, no.
I think women are just out to get banged by whomever comes along.
And all
ugly asses.
I think it's a compliment to women that they can find things. Mm. That make up for a guy's lack of attractive. Look at me. I have no business being with my wife, but yet some reason she finds me attractive.
Yeah, what's that reason?
But I don't know.
But I get what I'm saying is that I can see where some people would say I want to be with this person because she is this way and this way and she does this that I like and so forth. But they would have to, in my eyes, forfeit the looks. And you're with them and you go, okay, well, instead of looks, instead of a look that I'm attracted to,
right,
I'm choosing these other things. I'm choosing her confidence when she uses her hands to talk. And I prefer that over looks. Yeah. But not to say she uses her hands when she talks and it makes her confident, seem confident, so now she's hot to me.
Yeah.
And I'm attracted to her.
I'm like, why are you flailing your arms around? Relax.
Well, I think flailing is a word.
That's what I would say.
Chill out.
Now, yes. Also, if some person, some woman that I think is not attractive at all comes in with wet hair, I'm not going to go, oh, you know what? I've always thought she was ugly, but now that her hair is wet, she looks really hot. Now, if a woman that I already think is pretty comes in and her hair is wet, then maybe I go, ooh, she looks sexy with her hair wet like that.
I don't get that.
And the right right amount of wet. It can't be like sopping wet, right?
Right, yeah. because you, like, I think subconsciously subconsciously relate that to when women get out of the shower and they've shampooed their hair and it's, you know, drying in the air, you just assume that, okay, I think that I associate that with her and the fact that she was just naked.
Yeah. Really?
She was just,
oh my god,
she just
yep
was naked, so now this is, you know, she's only in that robe now,
like, or I just missed the
whatever it is that you just automatically think, oh, she was in the shower, so that equals naked.
You guys are crazy.
That's the way the male mind works.
I know, right, such a mystery.
And you know what? If it didn't, women would be going, what's wrong with me? Yeah. Why don't you find me attractive?
I know I don't look good with my hair wet. I look like a... Well, ugh.
Now when there's a difference in shower wet and, you know, cheap champagne wet.
Shut up.
Like, after you've been to the club.
Andre.
Somebody poured it, some other girl poured it over your head.
Yeah, right. Because
you're trying to steal her man.
Please.
Bitch.
What were you saying, Regan?
Like, she said, I don't look good with my hair wet. I was like, well, not with a Food Lion bag tied around your head. Whatever that shit was.
Using that as an umbrella.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.